All the people who hate Muslims. Do I scare you? They call it Islamophobia, after all. Do I scare you? Does my family scare you? Let me give you a summary of us, in case you didn't really know us all that well. Me, standing about 5'2", with big, bushy, fuzzy hair, and a penchant for zoning out and always having graphite-stained fingers. My sister, 10 years old, who once made her own little snack dispenser out of a cardboard box and some tape. My father, who makes us pancakes in the mornings, who loves gardening and prides himself on making food out of our own vegetables in the summers. My mother, who drinks more tea than seems humanly possible, who's just finishing up her dissertation now and loves dancing to any song anywhere. Are you scared of us? Because that seems a little silly at this point, doesn't it? You tell everyone that you're scared. Scared that your culture is going to be gone. Scared that we'll bomb you. Scared that we won't assimilate. But you know what? I don't think you're really scared. I think you're angry. Angry because you have lost people that you knew, and for this I cannot blame you. Angry because we speak with the wisps of foreign places on our tongues, and you cannot love what you have never seen. Angry because you hear of things that are done, and you do not understand them, and confusion is often the source of hatred. So no, I do not think you are scared. I think you are angry with people you have never met in your life, never talked to in your life. And isn't that a bit weird? But hey, I'm not here to tell you how to live your lives, no. But just consider this. I am scared. I am scared when I walk down the street at night, whenever someone is behind me. I hold my phone to my ear, oh so tight, and pretend that I am walking. I am scared whenever I see someone wearing a red hat. I quickly scan the words, feel my heart skip a beat when it's not what I'm expecting. I am scared whenever I watch the news, hope that we are not forced to identify ourselves with badges repeating history, my God, what has it come to? I'm scared. And maybe in your mind you feel like this is some sort of accomplishment. Some kind of sick, twisted sense of satisfaction will fill you when you read these words. But there shouldn't be any, because I am a 13-year-old girl. You made a 13-year-old girl scared. Do you feel accomplished? You made my 10-year-old sister be afraid. Do you feel accomplished? You made my mother cry. Do you feel accomplished? You made my father feel like he couldn't function. Do you feel accomplished? I bow down to a God that you think is not yours and you hate. I sing prayers in a language that is not yours and you hate. I fast for a month to understand the struggle of the poor and you hate. All because you got your information of Islam from old and outdated beliefs, so you hate. And yet didn't the Bible say, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself? Well, we are your neighbors. We are the people that run your local supermarket or dollar store. We are the people that teach you. We are the people that are your students, your friends. We are everywhere. And yet you never noticed us because your version of Islam is some monster that you have built up in your mind. And hey, I'm not saying that we're perfect, but neither are you. And there's something fundamentally wrong with this conversation we're having, because I should not be asking you to not hate us. It is my right to live in happiness, and it is my right to practice my religion. So don't tell me that I am a monster for praying and loving and simply existing. So don't tell me that my religion is an ideology when you say that yours isn't. So I guess what I'm trying to say to all the people who hate Muslims is that I don't hate you. I just want you to understand, and I don't want to be scared anymore. Please, don't let me be scared anymore. Open your eyes, bring a little love to the table. And as much as I hate this, I'm begging you to not be angry anymore. Love me.